From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov pledged Thursday to continue supporting Syrian forces in Aleppo until, in his words, the city is cleared of terrorists. Lavrov's comment came after a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Oil prices rose Thursday, building on momentum from an agreement by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, to cut production. The decision sent oil prices up by about 10% Wednesday. Thursday's gains were more modest.
Mes chers compatriotes, je m'adresse à vous ce soir.
French President François Hollande is announcing he is not going to run for a second term in office. Hollande announced his intention Thursday in a televised address, saying he does not have sufficient support to win a second term. Hollande has the lowest approval ratings of any French president on record. Hollande's time in office has been marred by some of the worst terrorist attacks on French soil in modern history, as well as unsuccessful attempts to significantly reduce the unemployment rate. Atop a lie of Brazilian President Michel Temer has been ordered to stand trial on corruption charges. Brazil's Supreme Court Thursday indicted Senate President Renan Calheiros on charges of embezzlement. The new charges are expected to destabilize the Temer administration and fan tensions between Brazil's judiciary and Congress. The U.S. Senate gave final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran. Lawmakers of both parties said the law is critical to enforcing the international nuclear accord with Iran. Thursday's tally in the Senate was 99-0. The bill passed the House 119-1. This is VOA News. Muslims crowded into a Jakarta park Friday to demand the arrest of Governor Basuki Jahaja Purnama, a Christian accused of insulting the Muslim book, the Quran. Purnama, an ethnic Chinese, is being investigated over comments he made about his opponent's use of the Quran in political campaigning. He denies wrongdoing but has apologized for the remarks. In Washington, President Barack Obama took part in the lighting of the national Christmas tree, calling on Americans to care for the poor during the holiday season. The Supreme Court of the U.S. state of Connecticut has agreed to hear an appeal by the families of the victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting that they be allowed to sue the manufacturer of the assault rifle used in the assault. A lower court has dismissed the case. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary. Trump made the announcement at a post-election rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, Thursday night. A former top Pentagon official tells the Washington Post Mattis is a highly respected figure. Trump headed to the U.S. Midwest Thursday, celebrating with some of the voters who sent him to the White House. This is Trump speaking in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And I'm asking all companies to keep their jobs in America, and we will work to make America a better environment for workers and businesses. And we will crack down on all foreign trade abuses that undermine your ability and your company's ability to compete. Those days are over when those companies are going to leave.
Earlier, he visited the Carrier Air Conditioner Company in the Midwestern state of Indiana. After that company agreed to keep more than 1,000 jobs in the state rather than sending them to Mexico. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday his government is ready to cooperate with the administration of U.S. President-elect Trump. In his annual State of the Nation address to the Russian Parliament and the Federal Council, Mr. Putin said cooperation between Russia and the United States is in the interest of the whole world. He said it is, quoting now, important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. The bulk of Mr. Putin's speech focused on domestic issues. Football fans in Brazil and Colombia held tributes Wednesday to honor those killed when a plane carrying a Brazilian team crashed near Medellin, Colombia, killing 71 people. In Medellin, 40,000 people filled the stands of a stadium. Many were wearing white and carrying flowers as a tribute as the victims' names were read, and there was a minute of silence. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.